Mark Wood, England fast bowler ruled out for rest of 2024 with injury, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-09-06T19:15:38.803Z, description colon England fast bowler Mark Wood is ruled out for the remainder of the year with a stress fracture in his right elbow, England's Wood out until 2025 with elbow injury, image source, Getty Images image caption, Mark Wood has taken 119 wickets in 37 tests for England, Stephen Chmilt, chief cricket writer at the Kia Oval, published, September 6, 2024, England fast bowler Mark Wood has been ruled out for the remainder of the year with a stress fracture in his right elbow. The 34-year-old was already missing the final two tests of the series against Sri Lanka because of a thigh problem when what he described as a routine check on an old injury uncovered the elbow issue. Wood will miss the test tours of Pakistan in October and New Zealand in December, with an England statement saying he is targeting a return for the Champions Trophy in February. Writing on Instagram, Wood said, "I have been down this path before and will put in all the hard yards behind the scenes. I am very proud to represent my country and there is no better feeling. See you for some rockets in 2025. Wood has established himself as a first-choice member of England's pace attack since returning to the team for the third Ashes test against Australia this summer. He has been in electrifying form this summer, at one point touching 97 miles per hour in the second test win over West Indies at Trent Bridge. The Durham man limped out of the first test defeat of Sri Lanka at Old Trafford and was subsequently ruled out for the remainder of the series. He previously had surgery on his right elbow in 2022. Medical scans have confirmed that Wood has a bone stress injury of the right elbow," said the England statement. He had noticed increasing stiffness and discomfort in his elbow during the test series against the West Indies earlier in the summer. Wood added, "Right, some pretty rubbish news during what I thought was routine check on a previously troublesome elbow. I was shocked to learn I've got some bone stress in my right elbow. I'm especially surprised because I've been playing test cricket and kept my speeds up. I will miss the rest of the year needing time to rest and build up, fully expecting to be back and firing in early 2025. England have refreshed their test team this summer with an eye on the Ashes tour of 2025-26. Wood appears key to their prospects of regaining the urn, with his high pace a vital weapon on Australian pitches. The pace attack has undergone significant upheaval following the retirements of Stuart Broad and James Anderson, while Ollie Robinson has been discarded. Josh Tung, Jamie Overton, Dylan Pennington are all injured, and Britton Carse is only just returning from a ban for historic gambling offences. Chris Wokes, Gus Atkinson, Matthew Potts and Ollie Stone have been in the squad for the Sri Lanka series, while for the final test England have handed a debut to 20-year-old Leicestershire left-armer Josh Howell. Related topics, England men's cricket team Durham Cricket, more on this story, get cricket news sent straight to your phone, published June 6, top stories, live. Sri Lanka reach 142-5 at T after England's 325 all-out, live. Nations League, team news as Republic of Ireland host England with new managers at helm, live. Paralympics 2024, GB's Hewitt back level in singles final, elsewhere on the BBC, unlock the hidden world of couples relationships, follow the emotional struggles and successes in riveting, raw reality, will Miriam find adventure and inspiration down under, she's on a quest to embrace her true self on Australia's sunny shores. Rose Ailing Ellis uncovers her family history, will she find her Italian ancestry she has heard a rumor about, Tom Hanks stars in an intense thriller based on true events. Video Tom Hanks stars in an intense thriller based on true events, when the MV Maersk Alabama is hijacked by Somali pirates, the crew's bravery is tested to the limit. Elsewhere in sport, Carsley and the British National Anthem, explained, the best pictures from the 2024 Paralympics, we're the ones out there, Duckett defends bad light rules, Pope leads way as England take charge on curtailed first day. Video Pope leads way as England take charge on curtailed first day, chasing the dream, how do you parent young football stars, Ronaldo reaches 900 career goals, the numbers behind the landmark, Scotland's capacity for self-sabotage delivers fresh horror, Nugis Pips Ingebrigtsen in thrilling 1500m finish. Video Nugis Pips Ingebrigtsen in thrilling 1500m finish, watch, pole vaulter Du Plantis beats Warholm in 1000m race. Video watch, pole vaulter Du Plantis beats Warholm in 1000m race. What have we learned from every team's first three Premier League games? Joyce throws fastest strikeout recorded in Major League Baseball. Video Joyce throws fastest strikeout recorded in Major League Baseball. Why cheat code Chiefs have tools to complete Super Bowl threepeat, an impossible dream. How Suarez became one of Europe's best, F1 Q&A. Can Red Bull recover from loss in form? A quartet of wins that show money doesn't buy golfing glory. Home news sport business innovation culture travel earth video live. Terms of use. About the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC get personalized newsletters why you can trust the BBC advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. window __web_app_config____= window __initial_data_data_global_global_navigation country="end language="engb```and service="commercial```name="global navigation```comma```props="country="language="colon```service="commercia